We have absolutely no proof that this man is who he claims to be. How do we know he's not Mel Torme? I'm tuning in because
of Gonzo. Gonzo, Greg, it's me. The guys from Monster Magnet, Dave and Phil, are here in the studio. Thanks again for coming and hanging out. And Joe just got his tattoo done. Joe, just go ahead and step in.
Yeah, boy.
Joe was the Monster Magnet slave for a day. Go ahead and get real close on that thing. And so now you have the Monster Magnet Bull God logo on your, what, you got it on your left arm? On
right
your
arm.
On your right arm.
You know what that means. Yeah.
That's right.
What?
Oh, man.
Means there's a tattoo on your right arm. Looks good. What do you think?
I like it.
You like it? You happy with it?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Dave, what do you think?
I think it looks good job. Awesome, man. Hell yeah.
So, on the new album, on Power Trip, you went through a few guys getting it. Now you produced it yourself, but who mixed it? Ended up you fired a couple people in the process, didn't you?
Fired like five people.
Dave walks around with an axe sometimes.
Yeah,
so you gotta.
It was inherent in the concept of the Monster Magnet. You know what I'm saying? To be rocking, and these model teams, they don't know how to be rocking. They know how to make it go zoom, 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 zoom instead of blang, 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 blang. So I fired each and every one of them mothers until finally I got to a guy named Randy Staub in Vancouver, Canada, who does Metallica records.
Right.
The man obviously knows how to rock.
Yeah, it's Gonzo Greg. Yeah, it's Gonzo Greg.
Rockin'
in your
Gonzo.
What?
What's going on?
I am talking to you.
Are you having a good time?
I am having such a good time.
I bet you'd rather be drunk.
I am drunk. What are you talking about? Mom, the video game's messed up again. It's making that weird noise.
Gonzo!
What?
Hey, it's Boof.
Hey, Boof, you know, I don't know what it is that you do for a living apart from drinking beer, but, you know, we're talking about people with odd jobs. We're talking about the guy, you know, there's a guy whose job it is to collect sperm from an elephant.
Yeah, oh, God. That's
this guy's job, right? There's another guy. There's a whole new occupation now at medical schools.
Uh-huh.
You can go to medical school and learn to be a GTA. You know what a GTA is?
No clue.
A genital teaching associate. All right, and your job would be to demonstrate breast, pelvic, and genital urinary examination techniques to medical students and doctors. $75 an hour to touch people's tingly parts.
Well, I'd have to go for it.
Yeah, I'll sign you up. I got a number for you. You can call up, man. I'll get you in the program.
I want that number.
The number what? To become a tingly bit feeler-upper? I don't think that's the official name for it. Hold on. Let me check my notes. Genital Teaching Associate.
GTA, right?
My name's Frank. I'm here to teach you about your genitals. All right, what you got here is your who's or what's it's, your whatchamajiggers, and your junk. Now, you don't want to be touching your junk when you're out in public too much. Unless you need to scratch or adjust, that's okay. I think I'm overqualified for the job, personally.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I've been touching myself way too much.
Oh.
I'm going pro.
I'll be turning him up where the sunshine's shining.
There's a little over 6 minutes to go on the Extreme Concert Alarm Clock this time around. You know what to do. That's right. When the alarm goes off, set your house on fire. Wait. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Be caller 9.
The youth of America is doomed! Okay, all right, I just had to get that out. I think we knew it already. The first sign was the big pants.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're wearing the big pants right now, aren't you?
You know, you realize that just falling into the category that you're starting to get older when you're worried about kids' pants.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I just figured I'd open the floor for the discussion of the big pants.
That was one of the things I knew, you know, when I'm driving down the road, I just want to stop the car. Fill up your pants.
You kids with your big pants and your cell phones and your pages and your hula hoops.
You wacky kids. Another one is when you're looking in the mirror, you're shaving, and your dad looks back at you
all
of a sudden.
Have you found your first ear hair yet?
Dude, I tell you what. I could take my ear hair and my back hair and do a fantastic comb over and look like the young Elvis.
I've come to a conclusion, dude.
What's your conclusion?
That you have, like, the kick-ass job because, like, you get paid to sit around and act stupid. And, like, I act stupid and people just say, God damn it, Andy, you're a stupid butt munch. And I'm like, well, you know, that's why I sit in my motel room all day, sniffing coke, eating Fruit Loops, and masturbating to hermaphroditic porn. But, you know, life doesn't get much better than that.
See ya.
I got a bit of a sports trivia question for you.
Sports trivia. Well, there's where I will have absolutely no chance of answering.
Oh, I don't know. You're the purveyor of all things knowledgeable.
Okay, all right.
You might be able to do it.
Okay, let's hear your sports trivia question.
Okay, you know Mark McGwire holds the record for the most home runs.
Right.
Who holds the most records for the balls to the head?
Would that be Pam Anderson?
That's Liberace, my friend.
Oh, okay. All right, there we
Pretty
go.
Pretty close, though. She's close to runner-up.
Rammstein with Du hast, which of course is the German phrase, Du hast, which is the expression you use when you're having a problem with your underwear bunching up between your crack there. And you just occasionally will blur out, Du hast! And everyone knows that you're having a problem, you know, a wedgie problem. Du hast. So basically, Du hast, German for wedgie.
Dude, your car alarm's going off again. Yeah, every time the garbage truck goes by, yeah.
Your love is like a roller coaster, baby. Which is good, because before I got married, I had a girlfriend, and her love was like a tilt-a-whirl. And, you know, after you got off, you just wanted to throw up.
Gonzo!
What?
Is this Dave?
This is Gonzo! Who is this?
I want to give out an extreme thank you to our beloved construction workers. Thanks, guys, for messing the roads up even worse. God damn it.
I think I know where they might want to stick those plastic cones.
All summer long, they were working on 94 Freeway right there at 75.
Yeah.
You know, had that blocked off. So I had to take the long way home.
Was that the thing they're doing with the bridges there?
I believe it is.
Because I remember driving by, I'm sitting there, my truck is overheating, they got the thing all shut down to one lane, and they, I don't know what they're doing. All I know is they have the machine that goes, I don't think it does anything. It's just a machine that goes, brrr. That's all it does.
They're on 696.
Just got a call from a guy claiming to be Jesus Christ. Gotta surprise me when he requested corn.
This is Virgin Mary. My son Jesus did not request corn.
Has anybody seen you in a cinnamon bun lately?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Why are you always turning up in somebody's bran muffin? Why don't you just come out and talk to the people?
No.
What?
I don't want Aerosmith.
No, okay. What do you want?
This is not El Torbay.